that we're living in here now, my sister and I retired, and we bought this for our house. And it was built in 1924. This is one of the first houses built. All of these houses, this first project.
This house?
This group of houses through here. And we have very small closets. There's a small closet, clothes closet in each room, and a small one in the hall. And I'd like to bust them out sometimes to have more room. But they just didn't build it. And in middle Florida, they didn't build any closet space at all in the old houses. Well, my uncle bought a little house up there. It was a charming house, but she had no place to put it. So he built bought some of the wardrobes to move in and sit down. But
did you know the telephone?
I didn't. She was born. She died when I was 2 years old. Well, oh. So my parents knew her well, and they got lucky because they worked for them. And then we all knew the Burdines and the Sewells and all those. They belonged to the same churches that we did, and the same groups of people. Everybody knew everybody.
Okay. Well, now, the, what do you call that piece of furniture, right? The one that you have now, the long one.
A couch?
You call it couch? Call it anything else?
No, that's the height of it, because I can make a bed out of it.
Okay. You don't, you don't refer to it as
a lounge?
Or, what do you call them, divan?
Yeah.
Do
you think
that's
off now?
Certainly. Yes,
5:30
now.
Thank you.
Well, I think some people call it, northern people call them divans.
Divan.
And they always say, well, I have a divan. And I used to wonder what in the dickens that was. And until recently, we had one that was 100 inches long. We had a larger house before. And this didn't pull out like a bed, but it was 100 inches long. And we just loved it. It was a pretty yellow upholstery and all. And it fit right from the edge of the edge of the long room. And then it had a fold in it, had a big knot. We didn't know it until across the front door. Mm-hmm. And another one in one of the framework down there. And it broke. And we moved it. And of course my sister and I couldn't just pick it up and move it. So we'd move one end and we'd move the other end. And I guess that seesawed it until it loosened.
No.
So we had to get rid of it. It cost more than to, it cost almost as much to have that really rebuilt and fixed as it did to buy the new one and bought the one to pull out bed.
Okay.
But we, I know they used to call them lounges. I have a lounge. But that was one that was stationary that you lay down on in the daytime. You lounged around in it.
Did you ever hear him refer to as something begins with an S? Sofa. Yeah, did you ever hear? Is that a new term to you?
No, that's not a new term. They used that in the olden days.
Okay.
A sofa was always an upholstery piece. And this couch that we had was made of the raffia. It didn't have any upholstery. It was a raffia couch. And you could lay down on it and all, but it wasn't upholstered, so it wasn't called a sofa.
Oh, I see.
A sofa bed, or a sofa, was one that you couldn't sleep on. It was soft and comfortable and upholstered enough that it was, that you couldn't.
So that's the main distinction, then, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a little room? Now, you may not have had them here, but what might you call a little room off the kitchen where you would store, you know, canned goods? Pantry? Did
my
they
father
have?
My father built a lovely one at our house, and we had all kinds of things there. We had our churn. We churned every morning. My mother preserved. When I was 10 years old, I won a prize at the kind of fair down here, but jelly, guava jelly that I'd made in the fair. I worked right home with mother. And when I was 11 years old, I remember my mother was ill, and I cooked a meal, turned beans and so forth, and I also made a pirate cake or something.